Hey, what's up, everyone? I want to say thank you for hopping onto the podcast today. I do want to apologize for the absence lately. I know there hasn't been a podcast for a while, pretty much absence on all of my social media channels, to be honest. Been dealing with some personal issues lately and some illness that's been affecting me for the past couple of days, but hoping to regain some stability in the coming weeks. I do think that I want to make this podcast probably twice a week. I think that's a good number. For me to pump out some content for you guys. So twice a week is my goal, but I would love to hear some feedback from you guys. So please let me know your thoughts. Today's topic is going to be about something that pretty much saved me halfway through my photography career. It's super important to photographers and even hobbyists that just want to take pictures. It's something that I think doesn't get talked about a lot, but can really save you and your work in the long run. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
You're experiencing the Spencer Ryan Podcast.
All right, everyone, welcome to the podcast. My name is Spencer Ryan. I am a photographer and filmmaker. Today's topic is going to be about this one tool that pretty much helped my photography game and really saved me from a lot of trouble that I was having before. And that tool, if you might have guessed it, is the histogram. If you don't know what the histogram is, first of all, I recommend you just stop listening to this podcast and go do a YouTube search of the histogram. Like, you don't even have to listen to this anymore. Just go YouTube search histogram on your camera and see what it is. But I digress. If you still want to hear me talk about it, it's really important. It's an important tool that you can enable on your camera to make sure that you nail exposure almost every time. You know, too often as an amateur photographer, when I first started out, I would try to basically wing it when I was taking photos. And what I would do is I would look at the screen or I would look in my viewfinder and I would just, you know, pick what looked best when it came to exposure settings, setting my shutter speed, my aperture, my ISO, all that stuff. And what would happen is I would come back to edit the photos and I would notice that pretty much either all of my highlights or all of my shadows were completely blown out and clipped in some of my photos. And the problem is it doesn't matter if you shoot raw or not, which is something that you should be doing, but once you have clipping, it's almost impossible to bring any of those details back. So if you can imagine like a wedding outdoors and you're taking a picture of, you know, the bride and the groom, and the sky is just completely blown out because you exposed it incorrectly, what can happen is that now you just have this blown out white sky when actually the sky was beautiful blue, or it was a sunset and that was a very beautiful moment, and now you're not able to bring that detail back because it was completely clipped out. Same thing on the other side, on like the shadows, on the darker side of things. If you underexpose too much, you can also lose detail in the shadows that you'll never be able to recover, and you'll have an extremely dark image with a possibly dark subject. So using the histogram is really important. It's broken down into three parts. You have on the left side, you have the shadows. On the middle, you have the histogram, the midtones. And on the right side, you have the highlights. So this is it's basically a graphical representation of the tonal values of your photo. So what you wanna do is you wanna make sure that you're kinda right in the middle. You don't wanna have anything brushing up too far on the left and anything brushing up too far on the right. And I do wanna say this, there's no such thing as correct exposure. Like, it's always gonna be subjective to the photographer. You know what you want. You know how you wanna expose a photo. For example, on my Instagram page, oftentimes when I'm taking architectural photos, I will blow out the sky on purpose, especially on like a cloudy day, because what I want is I want that to be completely white so that it matches with the background of my Instagram layout. However, with that said, oftentimes when doing client work, that is not the goal, that is not what we're looking to accomplish. So it's really important to preserve the details as much as possible in the photos so that I can make sure that I have the most data to work with in post editing. So If you don't use the histogram, pretty much every camera has one. I highly recommend you enable it and start paying attention to it when you're taking your photos, because it's gonna save you down the line. It's gonna really help you to nail exposure almost every single time. And then once you have that down, there's more tools out there, especially when it comes to video, to help you expose even better. But the histogram is gonna be that one and gun kind of thing that really saves your butt when you're out there in the field. All right, guys, it's time for creator of the podcast. Today's creator is going to be William Brown. He's on Instagram at Focus on Will. I've never met the guy personally, but he lives in Charlotte, and I really love this guy's work. I love his feed. A lot of urban vibes, a lot of rooftopping, a lot of urban exploration, abandoned stuff, and some portrait work here and there too. But man, this guy has a very consistent feed. I love the way his stuff looks. I love the way his edits are. I love the kind of subtle fades that he has in the shadows on pretty much every single photo. But one thing that really blows me away is his nighttime shots. I mean, his nighttime shots are so smooth, so clean. And like, a lot of times when, you know, I see other people take, you know, nighttime shots, or when I see other nighttime photographers, a lot of their stuff is kind of super purplish, or, you know, like it's just a lot of colors going on everywhere. But his stuff is so clean. Like, he does such a good job at nighttime photography, especially long exposure too. But I just really love this guy's work. And I'll tell you what, he has some of the best views of his city that I've ever seen. And, you know, on top of that, he travels a lot too, and gets a lot of good views of other cities as well, like Chicago and stuff. So, Will, man, you're doing an awesome job. I definitely want to collab with you sometime in the future. But if you guys don't follow him, it is at Focus on Will. Go give him a follow. He does great work. He'll inspire you for days. All right, guys, that's it for the podcast. I hope you enjoyed. If you don't follow me on Instagram, my username is at TheSpencerRyan. I encourage you to do so. Also, if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, you can find me on there. Just search Spencer Ryan. I just dropped a video of behind the scenes filming some client work, so that could be interesting for you guys if that's something you're into. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you guys on the next podcast.